You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Oh, this has got a nice slow groove to it.
This is Lil Nas X, Old Town Road, Dom. And Billy Ray Cyrus. You know.
Wasn't it number one for like 39
years
or something?
Forever. This does have a good beat though, huh? Hey, real quick, at the risk of making a lot of people mad, I'll be vague about this. I posted something on my Facebook this morning about the best restaurant fries.
Mm-hmm.
People.
What?
Come on. A majority of them are picking a place where you get like unlimited fries.
Oh, I can think of a couple of those places.
Yeah. I don't want to say who, but...
Yeah, you better not. Questioning your responses?
Really questioning the responses. I mean, the entire world of French fries, and you're choosing that? I mean, a little soggy.
Is it just the unlimited thing that is probably steering this vote?
Maybe, you know, and my thought is maybe they're so bad they're trying to get rid of them. That's why they're unlimited. It's all the seasoning anyway.
Well, anyway, you know, let's face it, a good seasoning makes a fry.
That's right. You can turn a crappy fry into a really good fry.
Just douse it in seasoning.
Cover it in seasoning. That's right. Anyway.
That is more true than funny.
It's true. Yeah, it's flavor cover.
That's true with almost any food. I mean, that's why we have sauces and gravies.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. That's why most sauces and gravies exist. It's just to
cover the bland mashed potatoes. You're covering it in gravy.
Yeah, it's to camouflage.
Yeah, yeah. Sauces and gravies. That's my new podcast.
Tune in when you can.
Tune in.
Why don't you share the news?
Yeah, well, it's not news. It's we're thinking about this. So in my neighborhood, I've got two houses going up for sale. One is basically directly across the street, and the other one right smack dab next door.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been trying to talk my parents into moving into one of them. Now, before you go nuts on me, I think there's a lot of benefits to this. One of which is as your parents age, they are right there. I can offer assistance at any time. It's perfect. And second, built-in babysitter right there. How great is that? So I was trying to talk my mom into doing this, and she immediately said, oh, my gosh, we could put a gate in between the backyard fences, and the kids can just run back and forth. Now, the downside, parents can also run back and forth, too. That's one of the cons. But I'm really wanting them to do this. The thing is, though, is they've been in their house since like 1970 or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's hard to get mom to pull the trigger and leave. You know, there's a lot of sentimental value in those walls. So I've been keeping her updated. I'm like, they're taking pictures this day. They just had the carpets done. They just had Zero Res out. They got a new furnace in, da-da-da-da-da, you know, really trying to poke her. I'm like, you want to do this? Let's make it happen. My dad did ask me if I needed a psychologist. He's like, are you sure? He's like, you want your parents next door? What do you think, Dom?
I'm not answering.
Oh, come on.
Nope. I'm not talking about this.
A lot of benefits. There's a lot of benefits. Don't be scared of my mom. Don't be scared.
Why would I be? I'm not scared.
You're scared.
Of you.
You're Listen, terrified of my mother.
Your mother already hates. I'm not scared of your mom. I laugh at the fact that she hates me so much. And yet in the 15 plus years or whatever I've worked with you, I have never not told the truth about anything. She's pissed at me all the time because I just talk about the truth.
No.
And it drives her crazy. She wants
you
me
twist.
To lie. And
you twist the truth
a
little
bit.
You embellish.
Give me one example.
I can't off the top of my head right now.
Right, because it doesn't happen. I don't
Nobody hates you.
Listen, Jeremy, with you and
There's
your
embellishment
mom,
number one.
I've had 15, 16 years of joy of laughing about your relationship with your mother.
Yeah.
And I don't have to embellish or make anything up. I mean, it's just all now.
It's
this
good.
Is the,
this is fine.
This is the creme de la creme.
This is it's going to be
now
fine.
Now, mom, to move in next.
I want them next door. I think it's going to be so beneficial. Okay. And I want them in the neighborhood.
Your
I want
kids
them in...
are about to go to college. Do you know really they're the babysitter right next door?
She Lila just started kindergarten. She, I don't embellish anything.
Reed is going to be 10 next year. I mean, yeah. That's the age that kids start that's all right. staying alone.
That's okay. It's, you, why it's didn't good you to have Nanny and G-Paw close by. Nanny and G-Paw. Look, I'm not
I
seeing
said
really
I wasn't
a lot of downsides
about this,
to this.
And now here I am.
I don't see any downsides to it. I mean, I would imagine there's going to be have to be some boundaries and some rules if this were to ever happen.
What
boundaries? You
got
to set boundaries.
What
well, you know, if we're like,
you
if we have say? Friends or people over, I can't be getting the doorbell ringing and have my mom pop over if we're okay. having a get together. You okay. know, and likewise, if they're doing
quite
things we can't just go over. Yes.
Yeah, you might interrupt their sexy time. You know.
Oh, dear Lord, baby mm-hmm. Jesus.
mm-hmm. Look, I had this conversation. I told Gretchen what we were going to be talking about
yeah.
this morning. And she said, and she brought up a good point. She was like, she goes, that sounds exactly like her sister, Rachel. Because we've
yeah.
talked about Rachel on the mm-hmm. show a lot.
Yeah.
Rachel is a mom, and her son is 24. And it's pretty much identical to the relationship you have with your mom. It's the same kind
of... So they're very close and they love each other?
It's the same. The umbilical cord has never been cut. And that's the exact same relationship. The only thing with that one is that I feel like it's mostly one way.
Hmm.
And that the son just knows a good thing. And he's just kind of taking advantage of...
Mm.
Her infatuation, you know
mm.
what I mean? Whereas
well,
you
I don't
and your mom,
that.
It's very much a two both directions. What does yeah. Nicole think about her mother-in-law moving in next door?
She don't actually likes the idea. She's like, I think at this point I'd be fine with it. She's like, it would be great having him next door. If I need a hand with something, my dad's there. If I need a tool or something, my dad's right there. And I think the whole... as your parents age thing is
oh,
really
get into this
swaying
noble.
This.
Don't go into this noble.
Dude.
Your parents are in their 60s.
Yeah, but I couple weeks.
Your parents are not 85.
No, but I have a couple weeks ago I witnessed the downfall of my grandfather and I see what happens and I'm just thinking like this would be so good to have him close by. When you witness it firsthand, you're like, you kind of put all the other crap to the side. And you're like, man, I'm going to maybe have to be there for them. I
yeah,
think
okay.
it's great. I great, think it
sure.
is.
Right. Okay. So.
So what?
With all
and my mom makes really good food and I can go over for dinner sometimes.
You go over for dinner now all the time.
I know, but this could be like all the time. She makes really good like meatloaf and stuff.
Listen, I should go just on. Shut up. Listeners can form their own opinions about because when you joined the show.
Mm-hmm.
I made fun of you endlessly because of your umbilical connection with your mom.
Quit saying like it's a bad thing to be close to your parents.
Whatever.
You make it sound so bad.
I made fun of you like on a weekly basis. But in my mind, honestly, I thought he's 25. I mean, how much
he'll grow out of this?
How much longer can this? How much longer can he be mama's boy? He's 25. Give him till he's 30.
Why is it a mama's boy thing then? It's just being close with your family.
You're going to turn 41 in just a few weeks.
And
there's no, if anything, it's now getting more because now you want mom living 50 feet away from you.
It would be extremely beneficial.
Is this why you didn't move to Iowa? Truth.
No. I mean, it could have been part of it. Yeah, it could have been part of it. I didn't want to leave my family. But it's funny that you mentioned Iowa
because Nicole's family is in Iowa.
Nicole's.
Be with her family for a while.
So Nicole's aunt, they live out on a farm and
couldn't
the next farm over.
Family?
No. So Nicole's aunt lives on a farm with her husband. Her husband's next door neighbor is his brother, and the person next to that is their parents.
Uh-huh.
So they all live in a row
so
out in Iowa.
Why wouldn't you go live there?
I'm going to have my own little row in Littleton. Well, working on a farm is a lot of work. Yeah. Don't be down on me.
No, I'm
don't
not down.
Be
look,
down.
Look, it's your relationship. You do whatever you want. I don't.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, in my own life, try to imagine. I wanted to move away from my parents when I was 18.
Well, it would be a little weird now.
And
but.
I loved my parents.
Yes.
I loved them so much. May they both rest. But I couldn't possibly imagine ever living next door to my parents. And some listeners are like me, and some are just like
yeah.
you.
No, I get it.
We got people listening right now like, shut up, Dom. I think this is great.
I would die to have my parents that close.
And I'm like, okay. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, it comes down to total different strokes for different folks, man.
Doesn't mean you don't love your parents. Like I said, the people love them, but do they want them living 50 feet away? No.
I don't know. I like the idea.
Anyway, I know this is going to happen.
I don't think it will.
This is a foregone conclusion.
I think eventually it'll happen somewhere within our neighborhood. But I don't know if she's ready to pull the trigger right now and get the one right next door, which I'm bumming about because I don't want to build a gate. So I think it would be. How cool would holidays be? You walk next door for Christmas and then walk home. You walk next door for Thanksgiving and you walk home. You never have to worry about being late. Hitting traffic, none of that.
What, chalk up another?
None of that. No driving, man. So many benefits. Whatever. Sorry I even brought it up. No. I'm not talking about this stuff with you ever again.
There's no surprise on my part whatsoever. I'm surprised your mom doesn't have a cot in your master bedroom.